Yeah, it's the Russ Parr Morning Show. One of my favorite TV personalities because she's so freaking intelligent. And I love how she takes people down. Angela Rye, she just keeps it real. Let's just do that.
And she's beautiful, too. She's gorgeous.
Well, yeah. You know, and you know.
You can throw that in there, too.
Yeah, you can throw that in there. Angela Rye, of course, she's got a new show on BET. Actually aired last night.
I loved it.
Yes. State of the Union. And she had Maxine Waters on. I mean, I love Maxine.
And the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Angela, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you all doing this morning?
Just great. Great show. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So the feedback has been wonderful. I don't know if I'm more excited by all of the great compliments or by the fact that people are really talking about getting engaged and asking tough questions. Obviously, it's the latter, but I do like the compliments.
You know Hollywood getting ready to come for you. It's going to be the Angela Rye. You watch it. It's going to be Angela. Trust me.
Funny.
When you get that money, just call me. I'll direct it.
That's hilarious. I think that, to me, being able to use platforms, the rest of you've been doing this for so long, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. If we don't use our platform constructively and responsibly, we have failed our people. When we go into spaces, it's different for us, right? Like, we know that we have to ensure that we're always educating our folks, that we're giving them action items to move the culture forward. And that's what it was all about last night, and hopefully what it's about going forward.
Let me ask you, Angela, and I'd love to get your take on this. Mm-hmm. Are you worried for America? Are you worried for our democracy when a president can tell Congress, hey, I don't care if you try to make me do sanctions. I'm not doing it. I am going to obliterate. Mm-hmm. That's a great word. Obliterate the FBI. I'm going to diminish their power. People don't understand what's happening here. They're trying to change the culture in the United States of America. You being a person of law, have a law background, an attorney, mm-hmm. are you concerned?
Yeah, I've been concerned since the election. I think if people go back and review CNN footage, I said from the outset he was dangerous, and I meant it. You know, it wasn't a ploy to try to get the Democratic candidate, who at the time wasn't decided, because I literally was saying this since he was coming down the escalator the day he announced that he was running, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, this is not a game. It's never been a game. For all the times you say it's not normal, it's still not normal. I also think it's tougher for folks in our community, if we're honest. When we hear something is a threat to our democracy and it has the potential to erode it, we go on. Well, dang, I feel like it's been a threat to our democracy since we got here.
Yeah.
Based on how we arrived, right? So the psychological trauma of suffering under oppression for centuries, mm-hmm. has us a little numb to this. Mm-hmm. And I would still just encourage our people to say, listen, I know what we've been through is extremely hard, and we never should have had to face the trials, the tribulations that we did. But please understand that things can get worse than they are right now.
Yes.
And I really think that has to be our message. I know you think it's bad now, but it can get worse.
What can we do about it?
I think we have to stay completely read up on what's going on. And that's also hard because this is a revolution now. Before it meant one thing, right? That they helped Donald Trump win the election. Now it means four, five, or six things. So understanding the distinctions in the bearing issues that the United States has with Russia is important. I think understanding the many ways in which Donald Trump is not only undermining his own administration and the agencies that serve it, but also the agencies that are supposed to serve all of us as taxpaying citizens. I think the last piece is understanding the role that Congress plays in either enabling, mm-hmm. right? And that's what we're seeing right now in the Republican-led House and Senate, either enabling him or holding him accountable. And so our true only option here right now is ensuring that we are completely read up. So by the time November 6, 2018 mm-hmm. gets here, those are the midterm elections.
Right.
We know who's on the ballot. We know who has our best interest at heart, and we vote accordingly. And then starting on November 7th, understanding that our job was not done by going to the polls, but that our job will be done when we start holding our elected officials.
And there you go. There's your answer. You got to vote. Angela, I got a role, but I got an idea for a show for you. I would love for you to get African Americans that support Trump, Hispanics that support Trump, Puerto Ricans that support Trump, and just do a show and find out why. What happened? How can you support somebody that is totally against everything that you believe in, that will hurt people that look like you?
Russ, I want you to do that show because I wish I would give them a platform. I'm not doing that. You can. The show is all you, boo. I will not do that show.
You know, I guess I'll have like to. Angela Wright, it's so great. I absolutely love you. I adore you. I just think
I
you're phenomenal.
You guys back. Thank you.
And continued success with your BET specials. And that's, is that going to be every Wednesday or is that just like an occasional
program? No.
What?
No, it is an occasional program because we signed a deal for three specials. We did one special with them last year and signed for three more this year. This was a panel style show. The other two are probably going to be more documentary style, but I think you all will appreciate what we have coming.
Absolutely. Angela Wright, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.